Turns out women aren't stupid after all, and they've started to notice that the betrayal of the governments that have allowed a huge amount of people in that don't care about women's rights, i.e. invaders, is actually going to leave the women unprotected. That the women are the ones who are paying the price for multiculturalism, and whilst the governments go around pretending that this is what sympathetic human beings do, women are suffering. And now, unfortunately for these governments, women are fighting back.
People of the United Kingdom, this is a call to action. It's time to start going after the local councillors and the local MPs because they are betraying the British people.
Yes, they are, and specifically the British women.
They are committing treason against the British people. I am fucking disgusted that Birmingham Council have banned the Union Jack, then the council have put up a fucking Somalian flag. These people are not for us, and it's time that we start taking fucking action. I'm not inciting violence again. If the police want to fucking come for me for inciting violence, fuck you, two-tier cunts. It's a call to fucking action. Those who are responsible for betraying us are the... But we need to start fucking holding them responsible. It's fucking time.
It starts with a flag, but what does that mean? It means that the people don't need to be protected over the migrants, over the invaders. And what does that mean? It means that the people that the invaders go for, i.e. the women, are no longer to be protected. And when I say that the government are traitors, I actually really do mean it. Listen to this.
As a woman, I would be advised against travelling to Afghanistan or Pakistan on my own. So why on earth would we let swathes of men from those countries come here? We all know the truth. The Home Office knows we know the truth, and they know that we know that they know the truth. For example, the Home Office creating pamphlets to give to asylum seekers to ask them, please don't rape our women and children. It's very clear, especially over the last 2 years, pretty much ever since Southport, was the explosion of all of these examples of basically multiculturalism just crumbling and the state becoming more and more authoritarian to suppress dissent. They know the more that the public know, the more information that they are armed with, the much harder it is to govern a country that is so fragile and fractured. The government is once again in a very difficult position of having to admit that they would rather hide information from the public than allow them to know something that they are obviously within their own rights to know, not least the families of victims of these people. In my opinion, even if these statistics were not released, even if there was a complete impossibility that we could ever collate these statistics, just through common sense, I would not want any immigration from countries like Afghanistan or Pakistan at this rate, or countries where women are treated as second-class citizens, where we know horrific practices against minorities, against women, where atrocities do occur. I don't think we need strong statistics to come up with the reasoned choice to not allow our borders to be open to people from those countries, especially when the people who are coming here are nearly all exclusively men of fighting age. I think that's a perfectly reasonable position to take, even without any of this data. Because as a woman, I would be advised against travelling to Afghanistan or Pakistan on my own. So why on earth would we let swathes of men from those countries come here?
That's a really good question, Connie. Why would we allow for this? And when I say for this, this is what I mean.
You don't need to be so fucking rude.
Have I sworn at you?
You're being very rude.
Okay, have I sworn at you?
All you need to say is, can you please turn that down? You're being very rude. Like, the way you've come over is very aggressive. You're being very hostile. I don't understand, like, why you're being so... You're being very, like... You've come over... You need to stop being such a Karen, you fucking weirdo. Go sit back down in your seat and get your sleep, like you said, you weirdo, your grey hairs. Go back to your seat. I don't know why you're coming over and so much violence. Talking about, oh, I need sleep, oh, I haven't been asleep since 4 a.m. I'm literally just watching TikTok. Telling me I need headphones, like, just go back and sit down. No, I'm not gonna. Is it-
How rude?
A crime? No, a crime, exactly. If you had come over nicely... If you had come over more nicely, it would be a different story. Okay. Oh, bless me.
See how these women are just like, they're not backing down anymore? Because again, the fact that you've got a culture of people who are being rude and who are actively harming people all of the time is something that women are just kind of sick and tired of.
It's not okay to make women not be able to talk in their own fucking country. It's not fucking okay. Do you understand? It's abuse, you fucking cunt. Fucking abuse! And I'm sick of fucking arseholes telling me otherwise! So you can all go fuck off back to your hell out fucking country! country, or else get some fucking knowledge. Fucking ignorance. I hope all you men are born next time as fucking women in some fucking hurry. And then let's see how much you like it.
This is Britain. You can't silence me. I've had enough. Seems to be the new narrative.
To be up there. This is Britain, not Bangladesh.
It
Take
is.
It back to Bangladesh. If not, put in your back garden. We don't want to see it.
Okay.
You ain't a great man in this country.
Sorry, love.
You're sorry. You think you can do just what you like?
Right.
These people.
Yeah.
You'll find you won't be out here.
Excuse me.
Excuse you. Excuse me.
Sorry.
Sorry.
I mean, she's really impolite and rude. They all are, but it's kind of funny.
Is this property is yours or what?
That's not being allowed to be up there.
No, is your property or what?
I don't care. You still shouldn't have it there. Your property or not. We can't do anything. That shouldn't be there.
Yep, you can't do anything. There's literally nothing that you can do. But here's what's interesting. This isn't just coming from English-looking women. Listen to this one.
Let them in. They put them in the hotels and they give them guns. Then they create a civil war. And who's got the guns? The immigrants. And what happens? A civil war at a level that people haven't seen. If you're shocked by what's occurring right now, prepare yourself with what's to come.
She's not wrong. She's not wrong. People have really been, they've been pushed to the brink. Everything with the rape gang inquiries, etc., etc., etc. Women have been lied to, and women are the ones who are suffering the consequences of this. They're not safe to walk around anymore. They're harassed. They're abused. And the cultures that these people come from, that the invaders come from, not only are they being armed by governments that are lying to us, but they hate women. It's not complicated. 1 + 1 = 2. Bring a lot of men into a country who are a fighting age, arm them so that they can fight, and men that hate women, your women are going to suffer. Duh.
To do something about this because things are getting fucking out of hand. And I know that I'm not the only person who's had enough. I know that you've had enough as well. The councillors are the ones who we need to start going after. The people in our local areas who are giving the thumbs up to fucking rapists being put in hotels in our local area and putting our daughters in danger. It's fucking time.
I don't disagree, darling. I just don't disagree. Women everywhere need to realize that they are under assault. The sad thing is that women are being convinced that they should be focusing on supporting mothers who murder their children instead of understanding that all of that anger that they feel about not being treated right is being proven to them every single day through the invasion of our societies, invasion by people who treat women like shit. It's not too complicated. And it's about time that women understood that, stopped focusing on the things that the media is planting in their brains that they should be caring about, and actually focusing on the things that matter. Thank you for your attention to this matter.